Red Rock. Leaders in the township of Red Rock are expressing optimism over the future of an abandoned mill property, after hearing a deputation from the company that owns the site. Representatives of Red Rock Developments Inc. presented to Red Rock Town Council in a deputation on the former Norimpac linerboard mill site, which has been abandoned for many years, at its most recent meeting, held October 3. The site was previously owned by a numbered company controlled by Rivers Edge Developments. Red Rock Developments is a new entity involving Rivers Edge and a group of investors who recently got behind the project, Rivers Edge CEO Justice Veldman told SN Newswatch. The company hopes to eventually see the site developed as a deep water port supporting Ring of Fire Developments, Veldman said. After taking possession of the site in 2014, he said it could still be a long road to development, but said the company is committed to seeing it through. Mayor Darkies Robinson said, Red Rock Developments Inc. gave a brief review of who they are and their commitment to Red Rock. We look forward to working with them over the next few years. The mayor and council were pleased to see progressive action slated for a piece of property that had been abandoned and vacant for many years, she said. Sao Mark Fagliamani said the positive development was welcome, after a dispute with Rivers Edge over tax arrears that resulted in an order to pay Red Rock nearly $1.9 million. The company has now paid that amount in full, he said. The future is a bit of an unknown right now, but we are excited about this and what can be possible, he said. He called this week's presentation a good news story for the community that he hopes will lay the groundwork for a good working relationship going forward. I'm excited to see where this can go in the future, he said. This represents a full move forwards for council and the owners to sit down and work together to see what can happen for both the town and the region. The council meeting was essentially a meet and greet for the current owner, he added. As Sao, I have been dealing with them throughout the process. But with the past dispute now resolved, and since there wasn't much opportunity for contact with council, it was a good opportunity to meet and see where things go from here.